Joan is really good at drawing. When the class bully starts to pick on her, Joan comes up with a very clever solution. She's Joan of Arc, and no one can stop her. Dedicated to Janet Rawnjack, who wanted a female heroine. Chapter 1. Joan was good at drawing. She loved drawing everything. Animals, flowers, houses, toys. In fact, she could draw anything that took her fancy. But best of all, she liked to draw cartoons.
"You have lots of talent,"
said Joan's teacher, Mr. Fritz. He looked at Joan's cartoon of himself with his bald head, his little round glasses and his big wide grin. Joan smiled. She wanted people to like her cartoons. She didn't want to hurt people's feelings because she knew exactly what that felt like. You see, Joan was plump. Not really fat, but well-rounded. Unfortunately, that made some of her classmates tease her. The boys called her Fatso and Hippo. Some of the girls, especially in the popular group, called her Miss Piggy. Beth Ann, Jessica, Ella and Millie were very popular. They laughed a lot. They teased the boys. They were good at sport. Everyone liked them because they were very confident. The sports teacher always chose them to be the team leaders. The drama teacher always chose them for the best roles in the school plays. Joan was never chosen. She was shy and preferred to stay in the background. There was another problem. Joan wasn't pretty like Beth Ann, who had long blonde hair and big blue eyes, or Jessica, who had dark wavy hair and mysterious hazel eyes, or Ella, who had short black shiny hair and almond-shaped brown eyes, or Millie, with a chestnut ponytail and sparkling green eyes. Joan had a round face with small, deep-set brown eyes hidden behind round, owlish glasses. Her nose was too small, and her mousy brown hair always stuck out in tuft, no matter how much she tried to tame it.